This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The sense about a deal to get the hostages in Gaza released seems to be that they're close. From the European Union this morning, Qatar's EU Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulmohsen Al Thani said this.
The sticking points, honestly, at this stage are more practical, logistical, not really something represent the core of the deal.
Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah al-Khamenei, urged Muslim states to at least cut off political ties with Israel for a limited period of time on Sunday, according to the semi-official news agency of the state. This is weeks after calling for an Islamic oil and food embargo on Israel. Argentines began voting on Sunday in a presidential runoff pitting the candidate of the ruling party against a populist, anti-establishment candidate whose election could swing the country to the right over the discontent of soaring inflation. Pre-election polls, which have been notoriously wrong in the past, show a statistical tie between Javier Milei, the self-described anarcho-capitalist who has drawn frequent comparisons to former U.S. President Donald Trump, and the economy minister, Sergio Massa. Polls opened at 8 a.m., scheduled to close 10 hours after that. Results expected about 3 hours after the polls close. The air quality in New Delhi on Sunday got a little bit better, but remained in the poor category.
This pollution level is very, very high.
An expert has warned this is only a brief respite. The pollution will get worse in the coming days. This is VOA News. Officials trying to save 41 workers who've been trapped in a collapsed tunnel in northern India for 8 days. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports they're now thinking about an alternate rescue plan after snags with a drilling machine caused them to halt digging.
A new drilling machine arrived at the accident site to replace one that was damaged while breaking through the rocks and debris. They had been using the drill to create a space for wide pipes through which the trapped workers could crawl to their freedom. Authorities have drilled through a significant amount of rubble and debris, but it would require some 200 feet to enable the workers to escape. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin may take part in a G20 virtual summit next week, according to state TV presenter Pavel Zurabin. Said on his Telegram channel that this will be the first event in a long time comprising both Putin and Western leaders. According to the RIA Novosti news agency, the G20 virtual summit will be held on Wednesday. 5 people, including a 3-year-old girl, were injured in a Russian artillery shelling of Kherson on Sunday morning. According to the Ukrainian Interior Ministry, all of them sustained shrapnel wounds. In Kenya, a third round of United Nations negotiations in pursuit of the world's first treaty to control plastic pollution has drawn more than 500 proposals from those involved, participants said on the last day of talks on Sunday. However, the number of submissions represented progress, but the campaign group Greenpeace said it was chaos. France, Germany, and Italy have reached an agreement on how artificial intelligence should be regulated. According to a joint paper which has been seen by the news service Reuters, which is expected to accelerate negotiations at the European level, the three governments support commitments that are voluntary but binding on small and large AI providers in the EU that sign up to them. The European Commission, the European Parliament, and the EU Council are negotiating how the bloc should position itself in June. The European Parliament presented an AI Act designed to contain the risks of AI applications and avoid discriminatory effects while harnessing the innovative power of AI. And finally,
the new Miss Universe is
in San Salvador on Saturday. The 72nd Miss Universe contest was held, and the winner is
Nicaragua!
I'm Scott Walterman.